As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We are live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Members draft party going on a little bit later on. Michael hits us up at Put 'em Up, C. Dukes, Mike Bell, ATL. He says, NFL, hashtag NFL Draft 2025. Think like an adult, not like a baby. Draft defense, unlike last year or the year before that. Look.
Or before.
Michael, they're gonna do the right thing. They're going to do the right thing. The thing is, you or me or maybe Mike or whomever is listening to us today may not agree with the exact pick, but they're going to do the right thing. There's no way they don't draft defense. Mike, if they don't draft defense, I'm not going to Flower Branch tomorrow, okay?
That's a bold statement, Cotton.
my man Gord's like, cool, I ain't got to be there. Draft defense, I'm not going. They cannot look at this team and not stare the glaring need in the face that it is defense.
Sack.
You can't. We can't do that.
With the 15th pick, Falcons select offensive tackle.
What?
From Michigan. Now, I mean, I'm telling you, my Spidey sense still thinks there's a slim chance that they want to protect Penix Jr.'s blindside.
Stop it!
Because, again, we all agree this defense is one of the worst in the league, one of the worst at getting the quarterbacks on the ground.
How could you even ignore that still?
And you've got to pick up the offense. Like, that's why, you know, I know you get crazy at me for saying 2016, but the 2016 business model, our defense wasn't great, even with those three starters we drafted, but we scored 30 points a game. Because Shanahan was freaking brilliant, and we had it cooking. Matt won the MVP, and that's why teams couldn't hang with us, because defense could pin their ears back.
Yeah, listen, we thought some of that was going to happen this last season when Kirk Cousins came to this team, that we'd be having a more potent offense. Speaking of Cousins, here's something we all should be looking out for tonight, and especially over the next couple of days, and that is whether or not Kirk Cousins potentially, if a deal gets done, all right, now's the time, guys, if you're going to try to pull something off, draft capital involved, draft picks, Mike. You talk about, you know, moving in this draft and seeing if you can make something out of nothing. And Terry Fontenot discussed this yesterday, so I want you to hear it because he was asked that plain and simple question. Could Cousins be traded during the draft?
We'll see. You never know. A big part of this is going into these weeks. There are a lot of phone calls with me and other GMs and also with our entire staff, the pro staff of looking at surplus and looking at where there's needs in other areas. And then so there's always in-draft trades. There's also after the draft, depending on what happens, things really shift. So with Kirk or anybody else, I couldn't really anticipate that right now. It just depends. But that's a big part of it, communicating with teams and looking at where they are and how this draft is going to affect their needs.
So he's saying, of course, yes, that could. But it's got to be the right situation, right?
Right. Now, this weekend, could you say that maybe something happens on a Saturday on the final day of the draft? We've unloaded Kirk Cousins. We're gonna eat $28 million if we get a seventh-round pick. I doubt it. But that's one of those things that Bill Barnwell from ESPN was putting out there about a month ago. You know, there's just an argument, as Carl has been making all spring, that you just hold on to him and maybe you just see what happens as early, as late as, I don't know, camp has started, and there's a team that just doesn't have what they're looking for, or needs depth and is willing to do a deal. And Kirk's, but again, Kirk's got to sign off on any of this.
He does. Terry Fontenot, our general manager, Mike, was saying he was not surprised that Kirk Cousins was at voluntary workouts. I was, but he wasn't.
I wouldn't say a surprise. It's a, you know, this is a voluntary thing. And so whether a player comes or doesn't come, we have a lot of really good professionals that we know whether they're here or somewhere else, they're going to really take care of their body. And obviously Kirk is one of those guys. So I wouldn't say a surprise because it is voluntary. These guys, they put in a lot with what they do. And so they deserve times with their families if they decide not to come or to come. So I wouldn't say it was a surprise.
Okay. We've debated this, whether this is simply just from a contractual standpoint, as Randy McMichael pointed out the other day, that there's X amount of percentage you've got to hit to get your contract. And part of this is, whether it's voluntary or involuntary, you're there. And so he checks off the 80% box and he gets paid.
Last but not least, just something we're watching, guys. It's not our focus. We are more concerned about what pick and who we're going to pick in this draft. But the Cousins thing is just out there. What about these salary concerns, Mike, or these specific salary returns that the Falcons have said this is not true? Because the rumor was, what, $20 million?
Yeah, $25
million. Okay, that we want another team.
Yeah, which no one's going to do.
To pay $25 million of the remaining salary.
20 minimum, right.
All right, here's what Terry Fontenot said about that comment.
We just have to look at whatever, say if we get an offer on any player. We get an offer, we have to look at it and say, is this going to help our team? Is this the betterment of our team? And then we'll do it with Kirk or anyone else. It comes down to that. But the report that says a specific number, that's not accurate. We haven't said that.
Okay. You believe it?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, and again,
I don't either.
It's, and as people go, are you calling him a liar? No, I'm saying it's a game. Do you ever play poker? Do you bluff in poker? Does that make you a bold-faced liar? No, it's a strategy. And the strategy requires a degree of deception. How's that?
I agree. I think in this circumstance, they have to ask for something in return. And the way I stated it earlier in the week, guys, was if a team says, okay, we'll pay $10 million, not the $20 million,
right.
Okay, well then we are going to give you less in return as far as what you're asking us for, right? You're going to get Cousins, but you're also asking for potential draft capital. If you give us $20 million or $25 million, all right, then you get Cousins, and what else do you want? Because
right.
You're giving us what we want. I think that there's the negotiating bargaining table thing that you're talking about, but I don't believe that. I think you go into this and you say, the only way we can move him, because we don't want to pay all of this, is if somebody picks up a portion of it.
Right, and that's why, guys, from the jump, they've always maintained they were comfortable with the idea of Kirk being in camp. We've debated whether players give a flip one way or the other. Either way, you know, you got to play out the you got to play the strategy out, because I'm sure there's a lot of general managers go, look, the Falcons are just going to cut Kirk Cousins. You've always said post June 1, and they'll have to eat it, but they'll play tough guy, and they'll play this game out as long as you can.
They are trying to trade him. I just don't know what trade partners are out there. Hey, as we look around the draft, guys, and we got a lot to discuss here over the next 4.5 hours. We're live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium getting ready for the member draft party tonight. As they're setting this thing up, by the way, every year, does it feel like it's getting bigger and bigger? I don't know. Like every year there's more vendors and more stuff. Garrett and I were walking in today, and there's like two huge trucks. Scoot over, sir. Yeah. We're like, okay.
Yeah, man, this is tight. It is. They got a big stage set up. They got the Falcons with the Broadway lights set up with a logo. Very cool. And if you guys have got the season tickets and the invite, come on down, man. We'll be right here. The great real estate. Thanks to everybody. The Falcons put us in the Maybach Terrace, which does not stink.
No, it doesn't. Are there drinks in those fridges?
I already checked. And again, we learned last year they frowned on us taking unauthorized beverage.
I'm just asking.
But no, I mean, once the bar opens up, it's getting a character.
Yeah, man. And that's going to happen here fairly quickly. All right, coming up, you're going to get a chance to hear Emory Jones, CBS Sports. He stopped by Andy and Randy. We're trying to give you all the different perspectives, guys. And you're going to hear a lot of different voices leading up to the draft tonight. Because, again, everybody's got varying opinions on different players. But more importantly, Mike, I think the guys that we've been focused on, and I think, you know, most of our shows, everybody that's had draft experts on, have been asking similar questions about the guys we're interested in, right?
Guys, I like Mike Green. I'd be cool with Ezeraku out of BC. I think, you know, Mikael Williams. But again, this is the thing with Mikael Williams. You talked about some of the, like, what's going on right now with from Alabama, Jahad Campbell, is the perception that he's not going to be ready to go.
Sliding.
And, you know, had a private workout, private dancer, and apparently he didn't look that great. Now, Connor Riley came on the show, and he just said, just as a guy who sees him every other day, just didn't really look great by his standards.
You're talking about
Mikael Williams.
Yeah.
So, look, I know that we've spent a lot of time this year because, you know, to have just like less than 10 Georgia Bulldogs drafted in the entire history of your franchise just seems like impossible. And the highest drafted Falcon in the last 25 years is Akeem Dent in the third round out of the University of Georgia. But, you know, and especially when you dovetail that with the success the Eagles have had, playing in two Super Bowls in the last 3 years, winning one of them, and having all those Georgia Bulldogs. But Mikael Williams, again, I'd love to see it, but I think the upside's there. But it's hard as we've spent all this time to quantify Georgia players because, like so many in the SEC, the way they're what they're asked to do doesn't pop like a Mike Green or an Ezeraku stats coming from college.
No, the stats are there. These guys that you're talking about are producers. The numbers. If you said, all right, how productive was he in college?
Right.
The numbers scream that these guys were very productive.
Well, like Pierce only has 7.5 sacks, for instance, out of Tennessee.
Yes, and does that say, hey, I'm not going to draft a guy because he had 7 sacks, or you're looking at how they were using him.
Right.
Either way, lots to get to here live from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. All right, Emory Jones is on the way, guys. CBS Sports, he stopped by with Andy and Randy. We're coming back. We're going to let you hear a little bit of what he had to say in regards to the edge rushers and much more here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.